The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, wherever you're listening. It's sometime, always sometime, somewhere. But you're listening to Rhyme Time, Bite of Reality, and Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark, coming to you from America's Web Radio. And once again this week, we have the political atmosphere, the jokes, the telling, the tales, the snow jobs from the White House, not just talking about the powder now. And without any further ado, it's my pleasure to bring you Rhyme Time with Mark the Shark. In a world of quirks and curious minds, let me tell you a tale of some unusual congressional finds. Of a fire alarm pulled with a twist you'll see. Bowman thought it could be a door opener. He's just now making the plea. One day in a federal building so tall and grand, a fire alarm got pulled. Jamal Bowman claimed it was so unplanned. I guess the alarm decided it was tired of hanging on the wall there. It had dreams of being a door opener, Bowman said, I swear. The alarm tugged and it tugged with all its might, but the door just stood there, so firm and closed tight. Bowman, trapped inside, said he was puzzled, you see, for a fire alarm pole is no door opener. Now we do agree. So, can we believe this tale and don't let the lies make us a fool? A fire alarm pole has one singular purpose and just one rule. It's meant for emergencies. It's not used to stop a vote nor for fun. A door opener's job, it's not a fire alarm. Its job is a different one. So in the end, our little alarm puller must learn his fate. To warn of danger, the excuse Bowman gave, it carried no weight. So if you ever see a fire alarm, don't be confused or be a jerk. Let it be a fire alarm pole. As a door opener, everyone knows it doesn't work. Let's look deeper into the halls of Congress. They are so grand and tall. Now let's hear the tale of confusion that Bowman did befall. A congressman so lost in space, it's a wonder to say. Congressman Bowman claims he couldn't tell a fire alarm from a door the other day. He stood in the alcove with a look of despair. He told us, staring at the doorway with a very confused and panicked air. Claiming to be a lawmaker, you might very well be appalled. Claims he can't figure out how to open a door. Should he be in Congress at all? A fire alarm was on the wall. The door was just standing there. Jamal Bowman, what kind of congressman confuses them? Is he that unaware? Is this a legislation vote or a fire drill call? Really? Can we trust you in Congress at all? In debates and decisions of Congress, both big and small, it's crucial to know a door from, you guessed it, a fire alarm box call. So let this be a lesson for one and for all. Whether you're in Congress or not, come up with a better lie, or we'll know your brain is too small. In the heart of D.C., where stupid decisions are made, a curious notion, no sanity there, insanity began to invade. Crime is on the rise, violent crime putting the city in a squeeze. Yet D.C. leaders thought it was a great idea to let the criminals be free at ease. A meeting convened in the halls of great debate. The legislature in D.C. suggested, just let the criminals skate. Just say they're misunderstood. Give them some cookies, milk. Set them free. So what if crime is out of control? Chaos reigns because of them in D.C.? Congressmen coming from the Capitol have their cars jacked all the time. Dems control D.C. Don't prosecute criminals. Say it's just kids. It's not a crime. But the citizens are dying, and this some idiot DA's jest? But the citizens are dying. Is this some idiot's DA's jest? So good at it, say it twice. Letting violent criminals roam free, is that really for the best? Our streets aren't playgrounds for violence that leads to death we can see. We need safety, law and order in our nation's capital, with 200 murders already. So how's that working out? No punishment, this odd decree. Crime didn't drop, it climbed like a squirrel up a tree. The criminals partied, the violence flourishes, criminals feeling so free. While the D.C. city dies, it's a genuine crime spree. But in the end, it should be a lesson clear as day. Crime and chaos can't just without any consequences be swept away. It takes more than wishes and an ideologue speech. It needs a harsh strategy to keep a city safe, even a city not worth saving like D.C. So let this be a tale of caution, and please have a thought. Crime and neglect, no culpability, this combination with danger is fraught. In this dangerous dance of bad decisions, we must now let wisdom lead. For any city's well-being, crime and punishment is a necessary collective need. Once in a land of such great political concern, the Congress's leader was ousted, and we the people began to learn. Our leaders lack guidance and wisdom, we now discern. But instead they did this. They just watched as this country, like Rome, did burn. The leader is gone, his absence was clearly felt. As chaos erupted, where solutions from the podium dealt. The people scratched their heads. Did we not learn a thing? Who cares about the people? This decision is going to sting. With fiddles in hand, they laughed and they joke. As fire blazed and the city's foundations with fires they did stoke. Who cares about the people, they said with a smirk. While the populace suffered, left without a leader, we are in a lurch. But can the Congress really, can they again regain resilience and grace? When we finally realize the folly of the leader's oust and its embrace, we care about the people, we tried to convince us each in turn. Together they must work to rebuild this country and not let it burn. In the end, it's a tale of priorities, to be clear. Leaders must listen and hold themselves to a higher standard and not govern in fear. For a nation's strength is in the people's hearts it can earn, not in watching it crumble and just watching it burn. So remember this story, no laughter and nothing to jest, that caring for our nation and its people is what's truly best. When leaders are gone and things look very dark and bleak, the Republicans better come to order, or their future as a party is quite weak. Never build the wall, Biden clearly did declare, but now comes a twist. Oh, he changed his mind. This is a nightmare. Oops, he exclaimed, I did change my mind. Now again, build that wall. It better be aligned. America now baffled our heads in a whirl. Don't build the wall, now build the wall. It's such a confusing twirl. This politician flip-flopped like a fish on a dock. 1 minute yes, the next no. Reality caught up with him. Oh, what a shock. I'm confused here, cried out the population masses, as they watched the wall building again. Maybe Biden needs new glasses. A real leader would say, it's the way we must go. To protect our country's borders, according to Biden, it's a definitive no. But then on a whim, when the politics amiss, they'd reverse their call. Don't build the wall, now build the wall. It's just another political calculation brawl. The wall now stands as a symbol, once so grand, of indecision and waffling in this presidential disaster land. We are now all baffled. We the people began to sigh. In this wall building, wall dismantling reversal, we really, on their statements, cannot rely. So has reality caught up with the Biden administration? Who knows? I see another example of Joe confused, bumbling, not knowing where he goes. So here we end the tale of a wall oh so tall. Built, unbuilt, then built again? What is the problem here? It's just a freaking wall. In D.C. where our congressmen can't figure out how to go through a door. Don't build the wall, now build the wall. We can't take it anymore. So 26 federal laws, now our federal government waves. They think they're doing this by the rule of law. Our country it now saves. What Trump wanted, a border wall at the South, now the lies are still spewing out of the White House, KGPP's mouth. Oops, Biden said, with a perplexed grimace and frown. I've changed my mind. Let's build it. Let's for real shut the border down. A real leader would shout, it's the right thing to do. Secure the border. But with President clueless, he's just not getting the clue. Then the polling results are in, and just like magic, they reverse their call. Don't build the wall, now build the wall, because they are in a political free fall. The wall was an election symbol, and Biden blamed Trump. Biden said a wall doesn't work. Now America feels like the chump. Why change now? I'll tell you the truth. His bad policy decisions to figure out why. You need not be a sleuth. So now we know that Trump was always right. So now it's time to take back America, for America now removed the Biden blight. We have to stop this sinking America. This lunacy must end. We must turn this ship around, reverse stupidity, and change the trend. In this wall-building debacle, they will build the wall during the day. And then at night, the Border Patrol might be ordered to come and just take it away. Biden said, Texas, get your buoys out of our Rio Grande. For stopping the invaders into America, my administration will not stand. So now the story has changed, but not for Karine Jean-Pierre. More stink spewed from her mouth. It continues to pollute the air. She said, I cannot tell the truth about the border, for my mouth would explode. I said, the border is closed, 2.7 million invaders, and the amount hasn't slowed. So she entertained you today with some words which were truly absurd. So now we have to build a wall, that's what she said, and now that's the word. In the world of politics, where crazy decisions are now being each day made, the Biden administration and their allies are not even making the grade. Don't build the wall. Oops, guess Trump was right. Now build it after all. We're all baffled in this chaos, a true political brawl. Let's try to laugh at a tale of a wall's rise and fall in this unpredictable world of politics, where decisions from the White House still make no sense at all. Now we heard the White House dog's been fired. I guess the Secret Service of getting bit must have gotten tired. It only took 12 bites before something did change. The dog was the most intelligent official at the White House. That is quite strange. Now that the dog has left, will the cocaine again flow? Don't worry, the media won't report it anyway. Gone are ethics, so you will never know. Amazing how for Bob Menendez, they can find latent prints and DNA. But when it came to white powder at the White House, on a bag, they never tried what message does this convey. Remember when two tiers of justice do exist. The real concept of justice now in this country is gone, and what we have missed. So ending Rhyme Time is always a treasure. Being able to speak to you listeners each week is truly my pleasure. For we have to continue to try and make some sense of where this country needs to go, as the damage to this country under Biden has been so immense. We are America, remember that. We must once again and rise it and stand tall. I can't believe in less than 3 years how far the stature of this country did fall. They say it's the economy, stupid. You would not believe. But to our president, it just doesn't ring true. They continue to deceive. He's just a puppet. We need to know who's really in charge. The erratic decisions being made, their impacts on our country are quite large. We need to change this country before it's too late, or we will have sealed permanently America's backdoor fate. So let's wrap it up for this part of the show. On to Bite of Reality, so I can make your minds with knowledge glow. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll tell you, every week I think how amazing it is that they can continue to give me material to create Rhyme Time and this show. It is amazing. I mean, imagine if we had a leader who could actually put sentences together, I could do quotes. I could do things like that. But with Joe Biden, half the show would be, you'd have to get a lip reader. And that lip reader would need an interpreter. And that interpreter would need a sign language interpreter. And by the time it got back to you, wouldn't make any more sense than when he first said it. So it really doesn't matter. So this week, the brilliance of the Republican Party was on full demonstration. They ousted the leader, Kevin McCarthy. As if the country wasn't in enough chaos, crime wasn't on the rise, there were no issues to be dealt with. They now created their own problem. But let me just point out, okay, when I said the Republicans, they help. This is not the Republicans. Understand this, folks, and I know it's been reported as the Republicans. The Republicans kicked out their people. They kicked out their people, and that's not true. That's not true at all. What happened here is, in fact, they are not there. The Republicans just don't seem to be there. Okay? They're absolutely not there. I don't know why. Who voted against them? Who voted against them? I'll tell you who voted against them. The Democrats and 8 Republicans. That's all. That's what happened. 8 Republicans, 8 Republicans, and all of the Democrats. All of the Democrats, that's what it was. So when you tell me that the Republicans kicked them out, no, it was only 8 knuckleheads, okay? So when you come to that point, you have to understand how many other people did this, okay? It's not really that difficult. But if you listened carefully and you paid attention, you understood what was going on. But you know what? Most people get their news from the silly news stations and they don't pay attention. So what did you have? They turned around and they buried themselves, right? That's what they made it out to be. So what really happened? What really happened is 8 Republicans voted against McCarthy. And then all the rest of the Democrats voted against him. So you had Biggs, Buck, Burchett, Crane, Gates, the ringleader, Good, Mace, and Rosendale. Those are the only Republicans who voted to throw McCarthy out. Understand that. But here's what they did. They've literally destroyed the ability of the Republicans to ever win another election in this country, in my opinion. This day, when they did this, will show up in every Democratic ad across this nation for every position where they're running against a Republican. This is what they did when we gave them the keys to the car. They didn't drive it off the cliff. That's what they continued to say the Republicans were doing last time, remember? They said they're driving grandma off the cliff. Well, now we gave them the keys, and they took the driver out of the car. So they can't go anywhere now. And then the geniuses adjourned for a week. Someone, please explain to me the idiocy. This is incredible. This is truly incredible. I know there are people who will disagree with me, but when you have a rule in the House that says that one Republican can throw out a speaker, just one, that doesn't work for me. That's a recipe for disaster. But that's how he had to get in. And I understand that, but that, you know what? Don't take the job then. Don't be an idiot, because now the Democrats have done what they need to do. Matt Gaetz, congratulations. Congratulations on destroying the Republican Party. You and your 8 mob leaders, okay? Because that's not what government is about. Remember compromise? Remember how we all get together and compromise? In the old days when America actually used to get things done? You know, Trump was right. And Trump came out this week. And I got to tell you, say what you want about Trump. He's boisterous. He's bombastic. He's rude. He's a New Yorker. But you know what? He said it correctly. He said it 100%. He said they should be fighting the progressive left lunatics rather than fighting themselves. When have you ever seen Democrats fight in public like this? Never. Never. They're the uni party. You know what that means? They think with one mind. They speak with one voice. They're given talking points, and they go. And that's it. There's no fighting outside. Nancy Pelosi ruled with the same slim margin, but she ruled with an iron fist. Why? Because she controlled her party, like Stalin. Okay? Say what you want about her. I disagree with all her policies, but you know what? Take a page out of her book and learn to run your party. You know, the problem in this country right now is we're slipping into communism. We're slipping into socialism. And we're not paying attention. And while we're fighting each other on the right, the left is busily doing what they need to do. They took over our schools. We're finally finding out. The only reason we're finding out now is because of COVID, quite frankly. Because most parents, including myself, had no idea what they were teaching in the curriculum in school. Nothing. No idea. Why? Because you know what? It was the school. We trusted our public institutions. We don't trust our public institutions anymore. That's the problem. You know, the Democrats in this particular instance with the ousting of McCarthy are going to point directly to the Republicans. And they're going to make that the party line. You know, and I hope the Republicans are proud of themselves for destroying what was left of a now pretty much defunct, pathetic leadership party. You can't lead without a leader. That's just the basic bottom line. You know, the 8 Republicans, you destroyed it. And, you know, as Newt Gingrich said, they're terminally stupid. You know, I've talked about it before on the program. Never underestimate the Republican Party's ability to basically screw themselves over, shoot themselves in the foot, or shoot themselves in the head, however you want to put it. And I got to tell you, the mainstream media is taking full advantage of this moron show. They're making them pay for it. In the eyes of the public, the failure of the government right now and the failure to govern is all being blamed on the Republicans. And they only need to point to that one specific act to make the point. So they avoided the government shutdown and then shut down the Republican Party. Brilliant. brilliant. Somehow that was just brilliant. So the reality is 96% of the Republicans actually voted to keep him in, but every Democrat, 100%, voted to throw him out. And those eight Republicans should be so proud of their endgame. What was their endgame? To do what? You have a slim margin. You did. You got walloped in the midterm elections. You thought you're going to win by the red wave. You almost lost. So your red wave never materialized. It was more like a puddle rather than a tsunami. But they didn't get it. They still don't get it. So congratulations, the Republican Party, to be the first party in history of the United States of throwing out your own speaker leadership. Great idea. Way to go. I'll get off that topic now because it really just upsets me and annoys the living daylights out of me. And I'm sure if you listen to On Point with Victor, he covered that upwards, backwards, forwards, and sideways. That's his wheelhouse. So now I want to look at, this was great, the fake fire alarm to interfere with a federal proceeding of taking votes to keep the government open. Now, according to the New York Times, again reported, because of course the New York Times, they're the most honest newspaper around, right? But every once in a while, listen, even a blind squirrel gets a nut. So they reported that Jamal Bowman, Democrat of New York, Democrat congressman, way to go, New York. Give yourself a hand for putting Jamal Bowman in office in the Congress. The guy is claiming he's not bright enough to know that the big thing on the wall that says fire alarm is the door opener. Am I expected to, listen, I was born, but I wasn't born yesterday. Am I expected to believe that? See, the problem is that lying in Congress or the Senate, you're protected from lying. Isn't that a phenomenal statement? You're protected from lying in the Congress and the Senate of the United States. I go into court and I lie, that's perjury. I'm in trouble. But if you go into Congress and you go into the Senate, you can lie. Remember Adam Schiff? I have the envelope. All those guys, remember? Collusion, Russian puppet, uh-huh. But this is the standard we set for our Congress and our Senate. Like the shorts and a hoodie. Oh, wait, we reversed that. Sorry. Now does he have to figure out how to put a tie on, or is he going to get a clip on? So they reported that he pulled the fire alarm, suspiciously though, amazingly, at about the right time to delay the vote for the stopgap spending bill. So there's a bunch of coincidences here, right? So he couldn't read the word fire and alarm, thinking that it was a door opener, but he says he uses that door all the time. So I'm not surprised that this doesn't fly. But you know what? When Speaker McCarthy unveiled this bill just minutes before, the Democrats were scrambling to stop it. They were scrambling to try to stop the bill. But you know what? You know what happened? Nothing. You know why? Because later on that day, the bill passed 335-91. More Democrats voted for it than Republicans. Surprise, surprise. So now, it gets even better. So Bowman, instead of keeping his mouth shut, you know, I always tell my criminal clients, keep your mouth shut, okay? Invoke your Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, okay? It is always better to be silent than to speak. You know, they used to say, how does it go? It is always better to be thought the village idiot than to speak and remove all doubt. That's what I would suggest with Bowman. So then he comes out Saturday night and he says, he didn't pull the alarm to delay the vote, as some Republicans have presumed. He said that he was rushing to the Capitol to cast a vote, and he came to the door in the Cannon building, and it wouldn't open. Okay. He goes, and I quote, I am embarrassed to admit that I activated the fire alarm mistakenly thinking it would open the door. I regret this and sincerely apologize for any confusion this caused. But what I want to be very clear, this was not me in any way trying to delay any vote. It was an exact opposite. I was trying urgently to get to the vote by pulling the fire alarm. That makes perfect sense. Now, if you believe that, you can also believe that he's competent to be in Congress. Now, mind you also, I discovered that this guy used to be a principal. So he is fully familiar with fire alarms, as should be anyone since fifth grade. Remember we had those fire drills and they all pointed us out what happens in a fire? Go to the alarm, pull it down. Yeah. But here's a guy in Congress and he can't figure that out. The door opener, which is press the door, there's a giant sign. It says push. For 3 seconds, an alarm will sound and door will open. But he can't figure out between the fire alarm and the door. Yeah, I believe that. So let's jump into the Merrick Garland situation. This is great. I watched, and you're going to wonder, don't ask me why I watched 60 Minutes, but I did. He said people have to be more civil in reactions to threats against judges. That's pretty incredible for a guy who took no action when Supreme Court justices, such as Gorsuch, were being attacked at their house. And by the way, there are laws that state you can't do that. You cannot protest in a judge's court or outside the judge's house that they were doing. But no, that was okay. They let it go. Because why? Because it was a Democrat crowd imposing violence on a Republican. That's okay. I saw it in the federal law the other day. Yeah, it was rewritten. It's in handwriting. It's rewritten now. So you, as a Democrat, can interfere with an official political proceeding. Well, let me jump back into that, by the way. I thought about this just now. Is he going to be charged with interfering and impeding an official government proceeding? Because there's a lot of people in jail right now, as I remember, from January 6th, that have the same charge. I'm wondering, is that going to be a charge brought? Oh, wait, they're going to investigate. Oh, that's right, that's right. You know what that means in government speak? When they say they're going to investigate the Capitol Police, they're going to investigate. That means we're going to tell you we're investigating while everyone forgets about it, and then it'll be gone. And no one will know about it again. And that's what reality is. That's an investigation at the White House. That's an investigation at the Capitol when it's against the Democrat. But boy, go get those Republicans in Washington. At any point in time, if you look towards Washington and you're a Republican, you're going to be charged by the FBI with a crime looking at Washington because they don't want you to see what's going on. So I got to tell you, this is just, you know, they're going to spin this any way you want. But you know what? It's a misdemeanor to pull a fire alarm, to pull a fake fire alarm. Not a real fire, but a fake fire. And is he going to be charged? Oh, it's a mistake. Oh, of course. You know, we had a kid in high school pull the fire alarm. It was a mistake. I thought it was a door opener. Yeah, that didn't fly either. So let's see what the real justice system is. Let's see what it really is. Not what they tell you it is, because quite frankly, it's not what they say. But then what they say is nothing anyway. They have no relationship to the truth. So let's see. The justice without equal application. End the story, hard stop. No matter how they spin this like a dryer, it's not going to fly. So let's see what happens, folks, because I'll be on this. I won't let this go. So let's go back to our infamous attorney general here. So they were calling for the death of the Supreme Court justices, and he was okay with that. Remember the abortion issue? Remember that? When there was this whole uproar and they were getting death threats? Did you see Merrick Garland out in front of the cameras? Did you see him yelling that judges must not be threatened? Oh, no, no, no. Only when it came to the Trump man. Bad orange guy, that's right. Oof, now we got to go after him. And anyone, the deplorables, we got to go get them. Get them. Get the deplorables, please. So, are you afraid of judges now? But they weren't afraid before when they found the guy outside with weapons. No, that wasn't a threat. No problem there. I don't need to go out in front of the public. So, so I watched MSNBC further on. This is even better. MSNBC, they're so concerned about having Donald Trump, who is an advocate of violence, when they fail to recognize the violence in cities, the deaths, the murders, all over Washington. They're up to 200 now. It's a record-setting 200 murders. But not a peep out of MSNBC. How about New York City? How about the crime rates in the country? Not a peep out of them. Why? Because it doesn't involve a Republican. So why is that bad? So let's see. Capital crime crisis. You ready for this? Carjacking. up only 109%. This is from 22 to 23, by the way. This is not over a 10-year period. 109% carjackings up. 117% carjackings with firearms. Well, if you're going to carjack, you might as well bring your firearm with you. Violent crime, 39% up. Robbery, only 68%. Property crime, 26%. It's because they're out stealing cars. They don't have time to do everything. And homicides, only up 38%. Listen, why kill somebody when you can just steal their car? Makes perfect sense to me. You know, but nobody's seeing a problem, right? There's no problem that exists. So did they ask anything about Merrick Garland about that? No. But it's okay. It's okay for him to go after Donald Trump, and he's going to bring now the MAGA people into check, really. Okay, so what does that mean? Let's see. Oh, and he doesn't ever forget to mention the January 6th bedtime story. You know, that it was caused by Donald Trump. He has some weird effect over people. He can control minds. It's bizarre. It's really incredible. He can turn around and say, hey, you go jump in the lake, and everybody jumps in the lake. I find that amazing. If I could control people, I could actually have my pool clean, my lawn cut, my car washed, but I can't seem to control anyone. But Donald Trump, this amazing guy, this I could tell you there are three people whose minds he haven't controlled yet, David Weiss, Alvin Bragg, and Letitia James. So here's where we're going. So now the influx of illegal aliens, drugs, people. By the way, you know who's responsible for the drugs in this country? You guessed it. Merrick Garland. He's in charge of stopping the drugs coming in. How's that working out? So jeepers creepers, are we kidding ourselves? Let's get to New York, because I couldn't go without mentioning Letitia James, the New York Attorney General. By the way, she campaigned on getting Trump, and she's fulfilling her campaign promise. Now, is that unethical? Is that against every ethical code of the Bar Association of the Attorneys of New York? Absolutely. You cannot go after someone specifically because they're someone and then go try to find a crime. And by the way, you only need to be a Republican in New York to be accused of a crime. What is the purpose of this, though? She's going after him for a civil fraud of inflating his property values, where it says right on the front page, do not rely on this. And let me tell you something. If you go to the bank for a mortgage and you tell the bank, hey, my house is worth $1.5 million, the bank's going to come back with their own appraisal and they're going to say, sorry, it's worth $500,000. And guess what? They're not going to be confused or defrauded by your $1.5 million infusion of capital coming in there. They're not going to say, hey, you told me his house is worth $1.5 million. I agree with you. They're going to do their own due diligence. And guess what? Every bank he dealt with, they all did their own due diligence, and no one is a victim here. Zero. Zero victims. But you know what? She's fulfilling her campaign promise, and you got to give her kudos for that. Even though no one's ever been charged under the statute, it's okay. It's Trump. We're allowed to do this now. So now let's talk about the existential threats to America. I think, quite frankly, we have a problem here. We have a real problem here in America. We have a truth problem. Apparently, no one in the administration can talk about the truth. I don't know if it's an edict from the White House or whoever's controlling Joe Biden. Next time he speaks, I'm going to see whose hand is up his butt, because there's no way this guy could get two sentences out. You know what I saw the other day? Donald Trump was in court, and he gave an impromptu press conference sort of in the hallway, which was great. I've been in that hallway many times. But I can tell you, it is so refreshing to see someone before a microphone who can actually speak without a teleprompter and speak in full sentences and clear ideas. And he's right. We're chasing him while we should be chasing criminals and fixing America and lowering the inflation and lowering the gas prices and lowering the cost of living. But what are we doing? We're chasing Trump. We're chasing him all over the place. And we're chasing people from January 6th who looked at Washington. Great idea. You know, and by the way, did we forget about, here's why OPEC turned around and said to Joe Biden, up yours. Because he used the strategic reserve, our strategic reserve of fuel, just before the election to artificially lower the price. Why did he do that? Well, because if the price was where it should have been under his administration, when he stopped all the drilling, we wouldn't have voted for him. We were paying $1.89, I think, for gas. Now we're paying almost $5. Yeah. And then they said it went down. Oh, it went down to $4.89. No, $4.89 is not lower than $1.89. I know they're all products of the education system, the public education system in this country. But that's not math. That's just dumb. So what did he do? So he won the election. Now he's doing it again. Same thing with the student loan. Do we see a pattern here, folks? Do we see what's going on? He's taking away your rights as he's taking away everything else. He just doesn't care. Now he's going to buy again. He's going to try to buy again. Right before last election, remember the student loan thing? He's going to give everybody back their student loans who's got them out now. So he's going to get the students voting for him as a block. Well, that's great. Are they paying off my loans? Are they paying off my student loans? Are they paying off my mortgage? Are they paying off my mortgage that I took out on the house? I paid for my kids' college. Are they going to give me back the money? Why? What happened to equal treatment under the law? This is not paying off, by the way. This is transferring the debt to the rest of us. This is taking some idiot who took a diversity degree and can't make a living, getting their payment down, getting paid off by everybody else. What about the guy who went out? What about the plumber who went out and took out a loan to buy tools and a truck? Are we paying off his loan? Why not? Because you know what? You're not getting water in your house without him. He's more important to me than the diversity expert. Quite frankly, we all need water. So does anybody see what is going on here? This guy, I could just say forget it. This guy can't even figure out what clothes to put on in the morning. But somebody in that White House has figured out how to buy the votes. That crew that's in there, they speak with one brain. And Biden just repeats the words. So as they destroy America, and by the way, UAW workers who are listening, let me point something out to you. You know why your jobs are in jeopardy? Because he's trying to force people into electric vehicles. That's why your jobs are going. Yeah, keep that in mind the next time you send them a check. As he kills your jobs, you keep sending them checks. United Auto Workers, wake up. This guy is destroying your industry. You know what? There will be a time in America when we will change to electric vehicles, when our grid can support it. We can't support it right now. Our electric grid can barely support electricity that we have now. During the summer when we turn on our air conditioners, they tell you to turn off your air conditioners because the electric grid is strained. Imagine if 20% of the cars were electric. We'd all be living in the dark. And guess what? When the sun don't shine, there's no electric. And when the wind don't blow, there's no electric. So you know what? Before you open your mouth and tell me to go out and buy an electric vehicle, get it on track. Get the electric grid up and running. Get the energy where my solar panels on top of the roof can produce more than 20% of the energy from the sun. Research it. Do it. We spent $140 billion in Ukraine, which was great. Put that towards solar energy. Put that towards investing in how to figure out this problem with wind. Okay? These windmills are falling down. You're putting them out in the ocean. You're destroying the stratosphere, the striations, I think it is, of the ocean. You're going to destroy the currents by putting a giant metal pipe, which is going to conduct the heat and the cold, which it needs to move the currents. Someone told me that. So I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I really am not. But I hope you all can see that. You know, our strategic petroleum reserve down to less than its lowest level, actually, in 50 years. Okay? But a government lost with its without direction. We're looking unintelligent in Washington. It's just insane. You know? And this is the other thing that I need to point out to you also. By not drilling, by not producing fossil fuels in this country, we're keeping the price of oil high. And what are we doing by that? You know, people always ask me that. And I said, you know what? I sat down and I thought about it. We are really, and seriously, if you don't agree with me, send me an email. Let me know, because you know what? I'm listening to the other argument. But the reality is, we are funding both sides of the war right now. We really are. Because when gas was $40 a barrel and $30 a barrel, guess what? Russia didn't have the funds to do a war. They didn't have it. Simply put, they didn't have the funds. Now, with Joe Biden's help at $90 a barrel, They have all the war they need. They can fund the crap out of the war. Now, what are we doing? $140 billion. Just send it over to Ukraine. So we're getting killed in America with the gas prices. We're funding Russia, and we're funding Ukraine. I don't see a problem here. Do you? I'll move on now. Let's go now to the Philadelphia experiment. This was something that I couldn't believe came out of the mouth of a district attorney. And I've known many district attorneys in my 35 years of doing this business as an attorney. In a press conference, he says he hasn't determined whether or not looters are relatively good people or are they criminals to be held accountable. Yes. Okay, so if you looted and you haven't been caught looting before, you're not really a criminal. If you go out, that on that logic, if you murder someone and you haven't murdered someone before, you're not really a murderer then. That's the logic that Larry Krasner, a DA, a district attorney of Philadelphia, has in his brain. This is the pea-sized people that they put in the district attorney's office in Philadelphia. You know, with a statement like that, you need not to ask why Philadelphia is a crime-ridden sin city. And drugs are all over the place, and everything else is out of control. You know, you have an incompetent, stupid boob. Stop being an idiot. Be a district attorney. You went to law school, or did you go to, you know, correspondence school? I don't know. But you can't turn and say that criminals are not criminals. You want to put them on some kind of service. You want to give them diversion. You want to give them supervision. But they're criminals. They robbed and looted. And if you don't impose culpability, you will lose this society like we're doing right now. So now I'm going to jump out of the Philadelphia experiment because that also was too wacky and crazy. But Alexandra, let me just say, and I'm not going to say AOC. I don't think I'm going to get to her this week, but Mayorkas, he's now calling for a physical wall to be built. Yeah, did you hear that correctly? You did. He's now calling for a physical wall to be built. It appeared in the Federal Register that he said it was an immediate and necessary thing that we have a wall at the southern border. But now guess what? The agency posted this announcement in the U.S. Federal Register that outlines the construction in Starr County in the Rio Grande Valley sector, where the administration says there is highly illegal entry, as opposed to abundant illegal entry, as opposed to really high illegal entry at the southern border. So the agency says there's been over 245,000 migrant encounters in this sector. And that's just this year so far. So he's using his authority provided by Congress to now waive 26 federal laws, including the Clean Air Act, the Safe Drinking, the Water Act, and the Endangered Species Act. So, amazingly, overnight, because it's a polling issue now, it's not a real issue, because Biden said the other day, after they said walls work and we're building the wall, now all of a sudden they lost the left, that's the loony left that said no wall, let everybody in. Now they came back and they said, walls don't work, but we're going to go ahead and spend a couple billion dollars. No problem here. And they said, it's not our problem. It was in 2019 under Trump that these funds were acquired and they must be used to build the wall. It was for immediate use for the wall. That's the word they used. Now, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23, 4 years. So they've redefined the word now, immediate, to mean later, 4 years. That's their new definition. Well, just like they defined a recession as being something different than it's always been historically. They just keep redefining words because the reality doesn't match the words that we now have in the vocabulary. So that's the statement he made was, there is presently, and you won't find it anymore because it's been removed. There is presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border of the United States in order to prevent unlawful entries into the United States in the project areas pursuant to Section 102A and 102B of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996. Anybody seeing a pattern here? So now they want to change the narrative again. It's Trump's fault. Now we're forced to build the wall. But every other policy and every other law that Trump got passed, you threw out. And to to tell you how bad the situation really is, listen to this. Kathy Hochul, the confused governor of New York, how she got in. Well, we're a deep blue state. We're so deep blue, there's no other color here. She said on Sunday, people coming from all over the world are now finding their way through simply saying they need asylum. Welcome to the conversation, genius. Is she kidding me that now she first recognizes that that is going on? Why? Because New York's now full? I'm sorry. Are you stupid? Yeah, apparently you are. You're very stupid to now recognize that now we have a problem. So here we go. You know, now, Jean-Pierre, Karine Jean-Pierre, she's my favorite. My God, how her mouth doesn't catch on fire every time she speaks. This is just amazing. You know, they talk about the Bureau of Misinformation. I mean, she says, we must follow the law. Well, wait a second. Aren't there laws in the United States that say you can't bring in illegal aliens and then take them off the border and fly them all over the country in private planes? Isn't that the law? Isn't that the law? KJP, that's the law. You cannot if I go down to the border, pick up a bunch of illegal aliens, and start taking them up to New York, guess what? I'm going to be arrested. For what? Trafficking. Bingo. And how about our border agents? They're in such a tough spot. Our federal border agents, they literally have to cut the razor wire that the Texas DPS has to put up to protect its nation. They're trying to protect this nation, and the border patrol's opening them up and letting them in. 300, 500, 10,000, 11,000 at a time. Why? This guy Mayorkas is a absurdly chaotic individual. He lies to the public on a regular basis. And then they went and withdrew the truth from the Federal Registry because it got mistakenly put in. The immediate need to build the wall. Why? Because it's the truth? It had to come out? It doesn't fit with the narrative? Yeah, that's what it is. So here's my real big question, okay? Commander-in-Chief, President Biden, here's a question for you, an open question. If Biden, if you truly believe that walls don't work, can you now explain to me, sir, why we are now building a wall? Because you're following the law? You didn't follow the law since you got into office. You haven't followed a single law, actually, on immigration. So why now? Why now? Because it's polling bad, right? That's why. So, hey, when it screams, we're lying to you, America, we know walls work. Surprise! But they lie to you, and they do it to your face. And then the media picks it up, and they go with it. So now I have my little addendum that I picked up. I was watching MSNBC. They are the 100% 24/7 devoted to killing Trump television station. I cannot believe what's amazing to me is they find people to come on as quote unquote experts, which I don't think they can take the garbage out, but they come to the station and they tell you that they are so upset about Donald Trump spewing hate in America. When I didn't hear a word about, oh, wait a second, who was that? Oh, yeah, that's right, Hillary Clinton, saying that half of America needs to be reprogrammed or deprogrammed, she said. The MAGA extremists. Well, let me ask you this. Make America great again. How is that an extremist? How is that making America strong, making us independent? How is that extreme? Why? Because you want a weak America? Because you want a pathetic America that you can control from your elite little, I'll say it nicely, from your elite little lair? I don't think so. Guess what? We're America. You know, what's really baffling to me is that 29% of Americans still think that Biden's doing a good job. But you know what? When you watch something like MSNBC, they can take a sunny day or a rainy day and tell you it's a sunny day. It doesn't matter. There could be 4 feet of water on the ground. They want it to be a sunny day. They just tell you it's a sunny day. And after a while, the people who watched MSNBC believe it's a sunny day, even though they're up to their knees in water. Doesn't matter. So now we got our jobs numbers from them. 336,000. That's great. They were expecting 175,000. So does that mean the economy's picking up? No. What that means is that people are having to take two jobs just to support themselves for their everyday needs. But they're not going to tell you that. They're just going to say it's jobs. And watch, once again, it'll be devalued in a couple of months. But hey, it makes the headline on MSNBC. So watching MSNBC is like watching an attack dog devour a baby. It's so sad. It really is. It's like they just don't get it. What they're spewing from their station is not realistic. And they have, listen, it's an opinion station, just like this show. These are all my opinions, okay? They don't need to be based in fact, right? And they put people on there that just completely go out and coerce the facts to make it sound like it's reality. But there are no facts to support it. We all live in a collective reality. When you're crazy, you don't have that collective reality. And that's what the ideologues over there have. You know, I said, yeah, they put, you know, they put Alvin Bragg, they got Letitia James, they got David Weiss. Yeah, those are the intelligent people in this country. Those are the people, the guy who couldn't figure out the Hunter Biden investigation for 5 years. He's the guy now in charge of everything. You know, I find in this country we're really losing our way here. You know, and I see that the population, we see the injustice. We really do. We see the judges creating injustices. We see a judge in the Trump case in New York who's an outright, he doesn't hide it. He hates Trump. He said it before. He's all over the place. He hates Trump. He's a staunch Democrat. And Letitia James is a staunch Democrat. Yet he doesn't recuse himself from the case. And he's issued the first gag order on a national candidate for presidency, not to talk about the case. Why? Because he insulted the clerk? Because he thought the clerk was something else? Who cares? This is the First Amendment. When did we become a nation of thin-skinned, follow-the-leader, just dolts? I don't get it. Okay? You can say what you want. He's a public figure. They can go after him. I don't see the judge putting a gag order on anybody else. But he did it on Trump. Why? Because no one in New York is going to challenge him. This is the deeper blue than deeper blue. So then I look over to Hillary Clinton. Well, I should say, then I look over to the other disaster of a TV station still on the air, CNN. Well, they're 500 watchers. They had Hillary Clinton. She's sniffing around the White House again. She said, we need to be deprogrammed as MAGA. This is coming from the same lady that said deplorables, half the country. So when you say they need to deprogram us, they need to attack us, is that not inciting violence, or did I miss something here? This is what the justice system needs to mete out. You know, if people who are ideologues can claim that violence against the right is okay, then why are people in jail on January 6th from that? Because they were on the right-hand side of things? When you go out and you protest in front of a judge's house, and you strike death threats at him and you send death threats to the Supreme Court, that's okay because you're a lefty? That's not anything. That's not justice. That's not America. That's ridiculous. So is she going to be charged now with incitement of violence against MAGA? If you're attacked as a MAGA person, like I've always said, do two things. Put a Biden hat on and go walk around in the most reddest of red states or reddest of red places ever. Will you be attacked? Will you be beaten up? Will you be harassed? Zero. None. Go put on a MAGA hat and walk through a deep blue city. You'll be attacked. You'll be pushed. You'll be yelled at. You'll be cursed at. So tell me, who are the real radicals in this country? Hey, Merrick Garland, wake up. Smell the bacon, my friend. You want to be attorney general in this country? You're the country's attorney general, not the DNC's attorney general, and certainly not Biden's. Let me run real quick over to here, over to California. I don't want to leave you out this week. California Union, the teachers union, wants homeless encampments in schools in the parking lots. Interestingly, as if our public schools are not failing enough, and our public schools are not that much of a disaster right now, with 13 and 12 and maybe 0% of the people passing and grade level. No, California wants to now put homeless encampments live and in person in school parking lots. What possibly could go wrong here? Oh, that's sort of like D.C. lessening the crime for carjacking. You can't believe it, but yeah, it's happening. You know what? We need to clean out the teachers' unions. We need to clean out the government of all the lunacy. And we need to get back to, in our schools, teaching the kids the skills that they'll need in life to be successful. And how do you do that? First of all, you start paying the teachers real salaries. And you start screening your teachers. If you're a whack job with purple, blue, green hair all over the place, and you are spewing all kinds of oppressor versus oppressed things, and teaching everything else except for math, science, reading, and writing, then you don't believe in schools. You don't believe in public education, and you shouldn't be there. This is simple. You want America to be an idiocracy? Do you want America to be the idiotic, disoriented United States, or do you want to be successful? We were once overachievers. We were the hardest working country in the world. We've lost that ability right now. The society is crumbling. And I know I've been promising you guys every week that I'm going to do my societal rundown, but I will get to it in 2 weeks. I'm putting together the research now. I have another brilliant mind working with me. Big shout out to Dr. Christopher Baer, a phenomenal genius. He is an amazing guy, and he is a psychologist, clinical psychologist, who really is, he's a mentor to me, and he's been sort of a source of information a lot of times. And the guy just has it right. He understands the world. And, you know, he's very comfortable doing that, which is something, let me tell you, I'd be banging people's heads against the wall, I think, after doing it for some. We can't continue on this course, folks. We really got to change it. What do you got, Dave?
Mark, one thing that nobody except America's Web Radio, and yesterday in the doctor's lounge we discussed it, but they're basically brushing over a disaster that's going to strike us all, and it's going to get so far out of hand that talking about not knowing what to do. And this is the strike by doctors and professionals at Kaiser Permanente. And this is going to, those doctors, Kaiser Permanente, the administrators, have been lining their pockets with gold and taking advantage of the professionals, i.e. the doctors, the pharmacists, and so forth, and not paying the doctors what they should, not paying other professionals what they should. And the same thing is happening in hospitals. The hospitalists, where doctors have gone to work, been coerced into going to work for the hospitals.
Well, the and bottom line, I think, is that hospitals have been so understaffed for so long that patients' care is in jeopardy. And there's a certain point in time, I remember years ago, that my wife, she was always complaining about the understaffing and the dangerous levels of staffing that they had for critically ill patients. And this is going back 10, 15 years. And it's just gotten worse. And it's just, and now an insurance company will tell you what you can and cannot have for treatment. That's bizarre to me. They've never touched me. They've never indicated anything. They're looking at a bunch of records. They don't know the patient, but they're going to tell you what treatment they can give you.
And where you can get it.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You know, they need to stop jerking around in Congress and in the Senate, and they need to deal with the healthcare system. It's broken. It's out of sync with America and America's needs. And as America gets older, we need more, and we better get there. We got to go. Thank you for listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. Have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.